Native Americans knew that the land where Accra now sits lay between two waterways, the Cuyahoga and the Tuscarawas Rivers. The Indians had established a portage path through the area to carry their canoes from one water route to the next. What they probably did not know is that they were crossing a continental divide. Jenny Vassarelli of the Cuyahoga Valley National Park.
Everything north of Akron, the rivers flow towards Lake Erie and ultimately out to the Atlantic Ocean. Everything south of Akron flows south to the Ohio River, Mississippi River, and Gulf of Mexico.
There's a spot in southern Akron near the Portage Lakes today where you may see water from the Ohio Canal split in two directions. The Ohio Canal brought prosperity to the city because area farmers had a way to ship their produce to markets back east to New York. But the canal brought another benefit. Akron's land has the steepest grade between Cleveland and Zor, and so the many boat locks were clustered in the city.
So the Ohio and Erie Canal actually had to get over that portage that we described, and that's what the cascade of locks in Akron is a staircase of locks that carry the canal up to the summit and then over.
And that meant passengers would stop and eat, sleep, or shop in the city. The canal also brought water streams that local millers like Ferdinand Schumacher could use for power. Schumacher's operation became the Quaker Oats Company. The head of the Ohio and Erie Canal Coalition, Dan Rice, notes that another industrialist was brought to Akron. The Board of Trade convinced Benjamin Franklin Goodrich to come from New York.
What he did is he basically established his operations right on the banks of the Ohio and Erie Canal in downtown Akron. That then grew up to be the B.F. Goodrich Rubber and Tire Company. And that then also then attracted other rubber and tire companies to actually come here to Akron, including the Goodyear Tire Rubber Company, General Tire, Mohawk, Cyberling Tire, and Firestone, obviously, as well. So many other industries were actually lured because of actually Dr. Benjamin Goodrich originally coming here.
Goodrich came before the automobile, so his company mostly made rubber boots and fire hose. But author David Giffels said he soon had company.
This was in the mid-1870s before the automobile industry had begun. And so by virtue of, you know, maybe foresight or maybe luck, the first sort of cornerstone of the tire industry landed here. And then, you know, at the turn of the century, Goodyear and Firestone followed. And then the auto industry took off and there went Akron.
In the 1920s, Akron's population tripled, making it the fastest growing city in the country.
We very much mimicked the dot-com thing where, you know, this was like a version of the Silicon Valley where all these other companies would start up and try to catch on to this, you know, this suddenly booming industry that was the future. And most of them didn't make it. But, you know, but then the big ones really became like huge conglomerates, international conglomerates.
Today, most tire manufacturing occurs in southern states, but rubber and polymer research and development still goes on in Akron, and the Ohio Canal, which started it all, has been completely restored as a bike and hike trail through the city. In Akron, I'm Mark Uricki.